زمانی هم از مشاه ها سلوی پر اخوالی چی میشه این مفتای خوش؟ یه خلافیس و این بسیه ایش و صدقی که چی دارد به غمم توی خخ مرونه داده توریس خیلی کم به غمم به این اون دلد بیش میبیهی خشه به تخته میخواه دو بردن تریفا دت ورد به چیوه سغمم توی خخ مرونه so he refutes that he says do we go meet schichno there is no raya from the Roshna Mishne the second Mishne that says mita lechi atachtin shiro so it's no raya that whole lechi helien treifo because the good meet for Roshnion after Fidi Simon in the Chuborin day the Kolschkin Berlin the Kolschkin Berlin so I could say that the lower jaw is much more serious if the lower jaw is removed it's in much more serious condition than when the upper jaw is removed. Alright, now, so the tour is Chilek and the Rambam. Now, the question is, what is the Shita of the tour? What is the Shita of the tour? Now, obviously, the Shita of the Rambam is that Mito Lechwe is praying for not because of the Chilek of the Rambam, but because of Mito Lomus. Now, so, why is the tour Chilek? Is the tour Chilek because the tour holds that there is no Treyfe of Mito Lomus, only the Treyfe of Allah Chomesh in Sinai. That could be. Because so many Gemaras will be difficult. So many, we went over these Gemaras. So they can only be explained on the basis of what the Mitziv says. But if we reject this concept, so then there are so many kashas. There are so many kashas. So obviously, the two roads agrees that besides the traitors of Halacha Nation in Sinai, besides the traitors of Halacha Nation in Sinai, there is a traitor of Nicolaus. But since Eimonu Lehisi from Mashimonu Chachomim, and since the Mishneh, not the Braise, the Gemara doesn't mention that Mita Lechi Atachtei is Treifo, and Mita Lechi Elgei is Treifo, since the Mishneh doesn't mention it, doesn't spell it out, and as far as the deal, the implication in the expression in the Mishneh, Mita Lechi Atachtei Sheo, so, whole Achillean three-fourths of the two holds, there is no such implication. Because on the contrary, the Mishneh says, Nita Lechi Atachtein Sheiro. Because even Lechi Atachtein, the Simonim are attached. So, it's Sheiro. Allah has come on the Hamo, Lechillean. So then, certainly it's Sheiro. So, Mimele, the two deduces from the Roshna Mishneh, seeing the Mishneh says, that if Nita Lechi Atachtein Sheiro, Allah has come on the Hamo, Nita Lechi Yisraelipo is Sheiro. But the question is, but the Rambam says it's Nita Lomus, so we have no other alternative than to say that there is a Machlokes with the Rambam and the two in Mitzias, in other words. Because according to the Rambam, if the upper jaw was removed, so then it's Nita Lomus, and there is no authority. And we have to say that even by making, a transplant, according to the Rambam, it cannot live. Because if by making the transplant, it could live. So the question is, why should Nito Lechi Elyein be more trainful, more megalomos, than Nito Akwes? Now everybody knows, without the transplant, without therapy, so if both kidneys are removed, the baby cannot live. I mean, that is it. What you do? Still, the Lechi is that Nitwa Akloye is in both Kloyes, but it cannot live, and so it cannot live. But it cannot live because we don't have the technique. Well, we are beginning now to do it, but it's not so effective. So, but theoretically, it's possible to make a transplant of a kidney, not of the kidney from a living person or the animal, but in a plastic kidney. It's possible on a theoretical level. Whether you can do it now effectively or not is not important. As long as theoretically it's possible. So maybe it's not in the laws. We have to say that. Otherwise, the question arises, how can the Mishnah say Nitro Akloyes is Kshayo? So we have to say that. So the two holds, just as Nitro Akloyes is not ready for on the basis of Nitro Lomus. Why? Because on a theoretical level, it's possible to make a transplant, so why couldn't we make a plastic lechi elyein? Why couldn't we transplant a plastic lahiye, a plastic lahiye. And according to the Rambam, the contrary, I mean, the tool is not difficult. But according to the Rambam, we have to say that, and that sounds strange, that according to the Rambam, we have to say that when the lechi or anything is removed, then it's impossible, even through therapy, I mean, to make a transplant and enable the behemoth to live a normal span of life. We have to say it according to the Rambam. There is a certain professor in the university, he's not living anymore, but he together with Harav Levin, who is probably 104 years old, he's still at the Sagia, which should function like that. So he's still involved in the Apollos, Harav Levin. So he together with a Christian professor of anatomy, Professor Bode, so they translated Hilchos Tevis into English, and it has Dr. Bowden's comments. So he discusses on this simon. I don't know, does anyone have it here? Oh, you have it, okay, fine. Yeah. So, you have it with you. I remember that he mentions that there is a certain way of enabling a behemoth to live, even if it's not rational. In which the upper jaw was removed. But there are some achrenim who say that, I mean, that's not mentioned by the Rambam, it's not mentioned by the Mechaber or the Taz or the Shach, but there is one achrenim who says that in the foul of the name, if the upper part of the beak is absent in the foul, so according to the Rambam Shite, it's straight. Because if the upper part of the beak is absent, so it's like the upper jaw being removed in the vein. I mean, that's mentioned by the Damascus. So then he says, it is interesting to note. You see, I didn't remember, I thought that he was writing that in connection with the upper jaw being removed in the vein. But he says that in respect to the upper part of the beak, absent in the foul. So it is interesting to know that in the last few years it has been possible to produce chicks without upper jaws by introducing selenium salts into the airspace of the incubated egg. The same anomaly occurs in nature. In the offspring of hens that have eaten grain grown in soil containing selenium salts. I don't know.
So do they live? They're
they not in the lungs. Oh. Whether the same thing is true, I mean, something like that could be done in the hemoc, from which the upper jaw was removed, I don't know. But anyway, we have to say that between the Rambam and the Tour, there is a machlokes in the Tour. And the Tour, obviously the Tour is not chilek on the Rambam. The Torah is not chilek on the Rambam in regard to the halacha that besides the preface of the halacha of Moshe Sinai, there is a preface of Nicodemus. That we see in so many of the shem. It's not mistaber that the Torah is chilek on that. But the Torah is, seems the Gemara says, in v'chola hitzi, v'ma shkola chachomim, but the Rambam says, true in v'chola hitzi, but I'm not mazing, because that's implicit. Implicit in the Rosh Hashanah, nitlachi elye, he's like a tachte, he's cheo, whole like a alien trevo. But the Torah says no, coach me alien. Some melee, it's the Yarmesi. So then it's a riot from the Mishnah. On the contrary, that it's not Nicodemus. How is it not Nicodemus? But it could. I mean, the breathing certainly interfered if the upper jaw is removed, so it's exposed. I mean, how can there be normal breathing? Of course, normally, I mean, without a transplant, there certainly couldn't be normal breathing, but with it, the transplant, why not? I mean, if it's possible, why couldn't it be possible to make a transplant of a lechi elyon? If it's possible to make a transplant of a kidney, why? And many doctors say that it's possible to make a heart transplant too, I mean, and to live a normal span of life. So why shouldn't it be possible? Why shouldn't it be possible to make a transplant of the lechi elyon? But the Rambam, but that seems very reasonable. But on the contrary, the Rambam sheet is a little strange, because according to the Rambam, we have to say that the reason is why Nitwa Kloyes is not Reifo on the basis of Nitlomus, and Nitwa Achelim is Reifo because Nitwa Kloyes on a theoretical level, it's possible for the behemoth to live. So it explains some effort. And, but Nitwa Achelim, even on a theoretical level, it's impossible. Why it should be like that, I don't know. Yes? Okay, so why is Nitwa Kloyes? Okay, maybe. I agree with you. Yeah. Okay, all right, maybe there is a certain kind of a medicine that could take place, the function that could be a substitute for the function of the kidneys. Okay, maybe.
If we base the problem on the force feeding where the toxin is gone, so if the ayod is gone, how does the animal eat though? You have the tongue on the bottom when the lacking tachton is gone, but how would you substitute force feed? You couldn't even get food down a pellet of a baby.
I don't know, I mean,
well, it might be possible.
Why couldn't it be possible to make a transplant of the lacking? Why shouldn't it be possible? They make all kinds of transplants. So why shouldn't it be possible to make a transplant of the lacking? All right. Now, they said Shenika Vichom Shu Trey Vafilu Vitovet Aveshet Shaidimikim Shrita Dimikiveshet Linik. Now here, we discussed it in the Shrita, but it's Nigay and Trevis also. Now this is not such a double portion. Here the Torah says, they said Shenika Vichom Shu Trey, but not the veil. The Shiva Saramba means that they said Shenika Vichom in regard to Zochash and Sabeshe, because it is Agarges, because it is Agarges, back in Shomet Sabeshe. So according to the Shevo, it's a veil. According to Rakhine, it's a veil. According to Rakhine, it's a veil. And then Rakhine was made to Rabbi Shevo, that it's a veil. What's the idea? So the Gemara is the Kashi. Shochash and Sabeshe, they know Rakhine, they knew. When we learned Shchite, so we went over the whole Gemara. The Rimino, in the phrase of the Behemo, Nikura Sabeshe, the Pesukas Akajares, so the Kashi is here, Rabbi Shevo says that Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Shevo. That Pesukas Akajares is in Vela, not Reife, but Pesukas Akajares is mentioned in the list of Reife, in the first Mishnah Neil of Reife. So the first Gemara is the Pesukas Akajares, we Kashi, Kan Sheshochat, we say Posa, Kan שפוסק הוא יוסיף שוחד. שוחד הוא יוסיף פוסק, נפסל איזה שחיתה. איך יש שוחד. And then it is פוסק אגל גרס, let's say, he started to share the nation, the congregation. And then, before he was able to complete the שחיתה, so the גרס was נפסיקו. The trachea became severed, the rubin. So then, it's exuding the שחיתה. So then it's nevela. But, suppose before he start shechting, so a thorn just severed the trachea of the hymen, and then it started to shech with the sacking of shechite, then it's ready. That's what Gemara said, but Gemara doesn't remain with that terrace. It's not like that. And then Gemara at the end says, Elo Marot, Elo Asuris Kotan, Vyeshmen Veles, Vyeshmen Fritz. So now there's more discussion about it. Here there is a Rosh Machlech in between Rabbi Shevo and Rabbi Kiv. It's where the Pesukas Agadiyaris is in Veles Fritz. And Chosa Rabbi Kiv in Reidale with Rabbi Shevo. That it's in Veles of Pesukas Agadiyaris. If the Trachea is severed the Rubin. So then, and then the Shechter. So then it's in Veles. And the Mishnah mentions in the little preface, Sukas Agaveres, in the list of preface. So the Gemara says, the final character of the Gemara is, when the Mishnah says, and Sukas Agaveres is mentioned, so it means, Eilu Asiyot, Yeshmen preface, ויש להם בלט. So, Shubit Angeles is also mentioned, but here the Yisrael is more homo than the other things. Now, according to Tesis, the Rashbo is shikesh to the contrary, but Tesis, at the beginning, Tesis, that when it lays on the dowry, so he says, it's not a chapel of Yishne, Ewa Asur is Kotoni. Yeshman trade the Yeshman in this. Then it would be very strange. After all, the Mishnah says, Eim trade the way. The Kubas are very good to the Gagas. And then how can we say, Eim Asur is Kotan? Yeshman trade the Yeshman in this. It doesn't fit the washing, this kind of meaning. It says, Eim trade the way, so it means everyone is a trade. So, Tesis says, so then the one is very good. Teacher says that actually Psukas Agageres is a trefos, and before the Shridi becomes a trefos, because Psukas Agageres is not any more Shero, is not any more Muteres than Mikva Areye. So just as Mikva Areye, the Behemoth becomes a trefos Mechayim, so suppose the trachea became seven derubei, becomes a trefos mechayim, you're not allowed to drink the milk of the trachea. The moment you discover that the trachea was seven derubei, so it becomes a trefos mechayim. But vis-a-vis all the other makis that are mentioned in the Mishneh, like Nikroveon, Nikat Kumshon Meyachon, Nikat Alekulis Chloe, so even after Shrike, it doesn't become a layer. But vis-a-vis Psukas Agageres, so once a Shchita takes place, so there it becomes affected with Yisa and Deira as well. On top of the Yisa Freite. But in the Haname, Psukas Agageres Mechayim makes the Behemah into a Freite. Makes the Behemah into a Freite. So in Deira, the Mishnah can say, Eru Treve the Behemah. Each item makes the Behemah into a Freite. But there are certain items that after Shchita will come with it. They come with it. Anyway, so the Gemara says that there are certain makas mentioned in the Mishneh that are there. So, Rabbi Tam Shite, that Lamed, in whom? The thesis of that Lamed on the face, the thesis of Hechel in the New Timonim, we learn that. When we learned Shchita, so in connection with the sugya of Hechel in the New Timonim, so we went over that basis. So Rabbi Tam Shite there is that when the Gemara says that Lamed Reis Elo Marot in Rasuras Ketonim V'yeshmer Reis V'yeshmer Treifes, so which one is Yeshmer Reis Psukas Agageres Masha'im Ke Nikava Beishet, that's Treife, only Treife, and it's not the Reis even after Shrite, it's not the Reis, and the Shrite is Mitayam the Tumas the Reis, but Treife it's a Treife. And when the Gemara says Yeshmen and Meiles, the Gemara has reference to Psukas Agageres, not to the Kumas Aveshi. But the reason the Rambam Shiti is that when the Gemara says Yeshmehen Meiles, Mehen the Slosh Rabbi, if the only Meile is Psukas Agageres, so. We still could use the Lashon Yeshmehen, or anyway, but the Rambam Shita is, so, Yeshmehen Neveleis, Yeshmehen Treifes. So, it's Mehen Neveleis, so the Shita's Rambam, since it was Rabbi, Yeshmehen Neveleis, so it has reference, the Neveleis have reference not only to Psukas Agageres, but to Nikudas Aveshet as well. Then, that's the Rambam Shita. Now, then there is a Machlechis between the Dach and the Shach. What's the Shach in the Rambam Shite? The Shite of the Shach is that according to the Rambam, Nikudas Aveshet in the same thing would be true of Psukas Agageres, because Psukas Agageres, according to everybody, is the Veil. But according to the Shach, when the Rambam says, and that is also the Shite of the Kuesheh, that is also the Shita of the Kuesheya, that when the Rambam says Nikuvas Aveshet is Neveilet, Ο ψούκας θα κακέρας είναι δύο. Everybody says in κουβέσα να κακέρας είναι δύο. Και τη μόρα says, δεν είχε μένει δύο. Σε κάποιο σύν το ψέρες, δεν είχε ψούκας θα κακέρας. Πόσα κακέρας θα κάνει σόχτο. So it's in δύο. So it means it's in δύο in the heart. This is the shite of the Tvoshe of the Rambam, this is the Rambam, this is the Tvoshe of shite in the Rambam, in the Shach. What is it? Trefe Mechaim could also be, why not? But the Veil Mechaim, Trefe Mechaim, every Trefe is Trefe Mechaim. But the Veil, by definition means that the Veil was Ivy Leo, not the Shrike. So how could it be affected with the Nisa Veil? It's really. After all, Shochta Vishnayim, Reif Shnayim, the Gemara says in Mishor, they say, in Mechaim Chodomo. In other words, if a human being, so was Nishchat, Shnayim, both Simonim were Nishchat, a human being, and then he was Meramis, that they should write a get to his wife, and in the Sefer Levi manage to write a get and to give the get to his wife while the husband was still Mifachis and was living, so then she's Mitanis Lao. She's not Skuka Lechwitz. She's not Skuka Lechwitz. Why? Because Shochte de Shnayim, Reif Shnayim, are you Kichai Lechodomo, the Gemara says. So, still, even though it's Kichai Lechodomo, but it is affected with the Son of David Mechai. In other words, according to the Shach and the Tuasheyas Shach in the Rambam, if, let's say, the behavior or an oath had a Nikubas Aleish, but it's living, and then someone will eat it, will eat. Let's say it's a small bird, it has a Nikubas Aleish, and will eat it. While it's still living, there will be higher mounted on the score of the Rav of Meir. That's the pshat of the Tvesheya and the Shach. The pshite of the Bach and the Shach shite Nikudas HaKesef, he was Chazer. Nikudas HaKesef, he was Chazer from what he said in the Shach, in the Sifsikeh. So, and he considered to what the Bach says in Nikudas HaKesef. So, the Pshat of the Bach and the Shach's Pshat in Nikudas HaKesef is that Mechayim is not in the Ritzan Nebeir. But when the Rambam says in Beile, Mechayim, the Rambam uses the Rosh Nebeir Mechayim. That's the Rosh Nebeir Rambam. וכן אוי שנפסק רבע קונה אוי שניקף עדי שתחושו במוקי מרום ומשחיתה הרי זו ליבי לו מחי ונשחיתה מאלסבו. So what does he mean? הרי זו ליבי לו מחי ונשחיתה מאלסבו. ונשחיתה מאלסבו is descriptive or is explanatory of the expression ליבי לו מחי. In other words, what does it mean? It's ליבי לו, it means that it's bound to be affected in some way, because no shchit in the world will be misakim. So the male, once it is nisha, and the behavior is not living anymore, then it will be affected in some way. So that's why the Rambam needed Rosh Nivele Mechayim. Not that it becomes affected with the nisa Nivele while it's still living. It could not become affected with the nisa of Nivele while it's still living. Alright. So we have these today. Anyway, so the two here pass things like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. The two says here, Veishet Shemikal Bichol Sheu Treif. It's not the Veile. If we have even after Shrita, it will not be affected with this Veile. It will be Mitami Tumes Veile. I mean, it will not be Mitami Tumes Veile. It will only be also Achille Mitzad in Yisrael Treif. Then the Achille Mitovet HaVeishet, She'eine Mikim Shrita, Dile Kiveishet. Because we had the machlekes in Gemara, in the treifen between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says that the mash. So at first the havamin of the Gemara was that according to Rav it's holy shrit also. Then the maskon of the Gemara is Rav is made the tovet aveishet. Literally it's the courtyard, the court of the aveishet, but it means the pharynx. So the pharynx. So the Havamin of Gimel was that according to Rav, the pharynx is the same thing as the Veishet, and you can even share. But then the Maskon of Gimel means that Rav is made, that the Kotovets are Veishet, that the pharynx is not the Mokim of Oshkete. But Rav holds that in respect to the Treife of Mashe, of the Kovot, Kubosik Dimashu, so the Tumitz Aveshe has the same status as the Veshe. Just as the Veshe is Matri Dimashu, so the Tumitz Aveshe is also Matri Dimashu. Vafilu Vitumitz Aveshe, in the Kamishkite Dimikaveshe, the Enika, if there is an Echim Dimashu, so it's like, Ushnei Reshish, the Veshe Zealze, Vinika Zebelize Koshe, Nik Vishneye Matri Zesha, we can make it that way for, so the Gemara explains it. In regard to the Kokemon, so when we say that it's Nikushneya, it is strength for only both membranes of the Kokemon, are second. But if one is higher and one is lower, so then it's not right. Mashain came in the Veche. So, if just the inner membrane is perforated and the outer membrane not, or vice versa, the outer membrane is perforated, the inner membrane not, so then it's not right. But if both membranes are perforated, true, one is a little higher, the outer membrane is pierced here, and the inner membrane is pierced here, so it's very perforated. Why? So it's more like a cachet. Why is there a distinction between the Kokevon and the Veshet? So he says, because the Veshet is very active, because it keeps on contracting and expanding. So Mele, even though one is higher, one Eker is higher and one is lower, but on account of the constant movement of the muscles in the Veshet, because of the extension and the contraction, so Mele, they might coincide together. So Mele, it's right. Mashenkin Kokemon, if they're not opposite each other, so then they're not likely to coincide with each other. So Mele, when the train ball is both becoming an opposite. This is what he says. The Mikru Shneyem Atmuzet Shaloikin Ege Tetrete, because many times, on account of the movements, the food that constantly goes in, you know, and the action that takes place, in the Benchet, so even though there are different levels, the Tunikovim, but they might meet. So Mele is right. He'll tell the whole Mokifidika right. In Yokfei, we all of it home, suppose there is scar tissue, there was an Eket, and then there was scar tissue developed, we need some right. Because the Choshevstein, Ukumi Meilu, so it has two membranes. So the outer membrane is naturally red. And the inner membrane is naturally white. Hachitin ode nukni love. We miss how push hachitin love, nukni ode in treite. Because since it doesn't have its natural color, so the male is considered like chosa. So the male is treite. But, so that everybody is. And that's the more impression. The machlekes reshein is, suppose, shnei madu, only one. So one membrane has the white part. It's shneim adumim, shneim livonim. So is it shneim or treif? So we have an achlokes shneim. We have 2 days. V'im shneim adumim or livonim, kosa balitu nikshero, she'achod men loko v'chavere meinu. V'havu nikim ikav zelo izeh, so balitu shiti is, just as in the case of a neck, in one, if there is no neck in the other. So it's not treif for one, because the intact membrane, the other, protects. The neke in the first one, so we may learn the same thing, even the wrong mare, let's say, now, the outer membrane is naturally red, the inner membrane is naturally white. Suppose the inner membrane is white, but the outer membrane is also white. So we may learn, just as in the case of the neke in the outer membrane, and no neke in the inner membrane, so the inner membrane will protect. So here too, if there is a different matter, it's white, the outer membrane. But the inner membrane has a white matter, it has its natural matter, it's white. So it will be a protection against the condition of the outer membrane. That's what the Balinta says. V'ike mandoma free. Because I didn't know the oza of the chimera. The redominant neck of cotton, the habimidino, abroche, kuli loco, he doesn't have the right mare, any sky or the shape. Now then, all right, then the two mentions, now the two starts mentioning another one. The hidden shayra hitin or the love, anyway, dike bachut, it's old Russish, it's old dike, kidinise, likamon, the hidden shuode, in Eden or Eres, likabe, elbifnin, the hidden yase, in Eifu, beika konebechut, vishechte, vrakin apechabeche, beikinifnin. Aber hier doch was ich gab in der Himmel, ich habe mich nicht gebeten, in der ich doch wurde dann Posse, wie in Lab, Schemo, und ich habe schon schon noch in Damm, schon habe ich nicht gemüllt, sie hat kam, wie der Lokosche wurde, hat er mit der Himmel, ich lachte mit Damm, wen kehre zu er ist nicht gebeten, und für ich rasche, du hat ihn aber in Ecke, in Dicken nach Hutz, wie hat ihn nur wie Rosau, Kosak schon ecke, ich habe nach Hutz, aber bin schon oben, wie ich mich auch in die Schanne, ich mache mir du ein Joch in die Beike, aber ich mache mir du ein Joch in die Beike, ich mache mir Joch in die Beike, ich muss mir dahin moin in Takone, sie äpfscher, wie schicht du ein Frage, wo ich denke, ich habe mich auch in die Knecke, wie mein Fuß schicht da konne, die Apfel habe ich, die haben die Kennung. Ey, Fabor, ich von ihm in Zabor, ich bin noch mal bedarf, für ich rasche, ich habe mich nicht so viel Trussel, ich bin kein Zabor, aber ich habe mich nicht so viel Kube, wie ich mich noch mal muss, weil ich wohl gereicht, Now, this has to do with two Gemaras. Now, we went over the Gemaras. When we learned Shchites, so we went over, and one Gemara, and we went over when we learned Chites. Now, one Gemara, one basic Gemara is that for Ches. The very basic Gemara. The Gemara that for Ches mentions Machlevel between Rav Nachman and Rabbah de Barabe, the Gabriel, the Mishnah says, Echodel, one simon is enough. So Rav Nachman says it doesn't make a difference, which simon, either the Veshet or the Kohen. Rabbah de Barabe says, Veshet the Lord Kohen. So then, he passed like Rav Nachman. But then the Gemara is the Kasher, Tosh. In other words, the Kasher against Rabbah de Barabe. The Arut Arab Zeh, that's the second line from the end of the Omer, that from Chesam Dalek. The Arut Arab Zeh, there was a good, the Harav Rode, who was by Rode, Osek in Maski Square, so its neck was bleeding with blood. Was bleeding completely with blood. Omar Rode, so Rashi says, in Maski Square, the Ruchwak Tabore, the Dome Shemitra Tabore, it's all written to Simone, Shemon Yitzhaka Kone, we need to have Asia, who is in Sophie Brusa with Boy Lutiki, the Taurian, the Kaupe, the Kante. Kidamrian also of the Kaupes of the Shundra in the Kaupe. So it was the roof of Tavor the Dam. So we had to be bathing in the morning because since the neck was bleeding, so we have to be Chemishesh. Maybe a foam or something else tore the connect. That's why it's bleeding. Because the geese also have a habit, you know, of walking through bushes and so on. So maybe, since it is bleeding, so we are hemshech less. It was pierced, the comet was pierced, or the veshet was pierced. So Rashi says, "Umishim sofik usali boyer nidike, itaulin on the kaube on the kanye, kidam den hosom sofik kaube sofik shunre in the kaube." So the choshe was only less. The Kone or the Veshet was pierced by bushes, by thorns. But the Choshe was not, maybe it was clawed by a certain beast or by a certain bird. That wasn't the Choshe. That wasn't the Choshe. Why? Because we don't have to be Cheshish lest it is clawed, unless we see it is clawed. And since we didn't see it was clawed, so we don't have to be Cheshish. So we had to make it decay. And we, according to Rashi, we had to make it decay. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe the simen, the kone or the veshet was pierced. This is Rashi. The Rivor says that here it was a sofik bruse mamash. We saw that the fossil we kept was running after the bruise. And then we didn't see what happened, but we saw after the chasing by the fossil, we saw that the neck of the goose was completely bleeding. Was bleeding. was willing. So that's why. So according to the reward, the Chashe was, the Pike was, because of the possibility lest it was pierced by thorn, by bush. And according to the reward, the Gemara is referenced to the case where we saw that the cat was chasing the goose, and then we saw the goose without the cat, but we saw that its neck was weak. Anyway, Omar, what did it happen? What should we do? How should we debate? Mishchate, what do we debate? If we are going to first check, and then we start debating, how can we be sure to make an effective debate? Because since we checked it, so it must have blood as a result of the shchite. So maybe it was bleeding in the same spot where the sheikh had made the cut. Ich nischete, what do you can do? I'm looking at the shop. Need to keep hold of nischete. In other words, we should just cut off the skin and then expose the simoni, because after all, you can cut off all the skin in the tzavar abeimor, that will not be matching the abeimor. And first, we should cut off all the skin, all the hair, in the visa shrite, and then we'll expose the simoni, so we'll be able to look at the simoni before it starts cutting it. So, So you cannot be bathing the beishet. You cannot be bathing the beishet in bachutz, because bachutz, the outer membrane of the beishet is naturally red. How can you be bathing? It's red anyway. How can you be bathing? Omar Rabbein said, so what the son said, need to recone, we should recone, to the kashrut. What the liquid of the so, in other words, he donates, he suggested the solution. In other words, it's a no. A no doesn't require recording of the semen. You can cut only one semen. So let him just cut off the area and expose the cut. So, before he starts cutting the cut, he can inspect it thoroughly and make sure that there is no naked in the corner. He'll look at it before he starts checking the corner. Then after he makes his own inspection that the naked, that the corner is not local, so then he checks the corner. And after that, he turns over the big shape on the other side, and he looks at the big shape. So, oh my God, they are hacking this and creepy creepers. So maybe it's a rayon that you don't have to share that kirabishet, you know. Because Rabban Barabba said that the one has to be shared in the kirabishet, not the corner by itself. Here, so Rabbi Yitzchak Leib said that we can just share the corner. So it's a rayon maybe Rabban Barabba, it's a rayon Rabban. Anyway, so here we have now, that's one. Then we have the other divine. Gatun Gimu Omidal. The rest, the second line from the end of the Omid. Veyom Arab. Veyishet yun dikin bachutza ut bifni. Limanya kimine. Lysofi kus. So Rashi says, Kin hana dikin ani hashuk. Kin kama. Iko shosu dikin kom karki. Namun ni kama druzu shombo tzirko dikin nasir atiyadim kino yachob. Usimona atiyadim. הסימון המעצר לא השליקה פה שערס מביס, הסימון מחאוכי, ואירי תלכבול, ובבין שבין איקר עד מינוס, אלו מבפנים שואל לו, הרוס הפיתרוסה, יעשו אם יקם לי רבי, הבקופודי כמו רבי לבין שכנעבוי, אומר לי, הבאי יבוא, מה הוא יום הבין שכנעבוי, מבדיק יום בפנים, עד לרבי הוא גודקי, וישתק לו יתחיל כוח לדעתו, so how did Rabbi, try to inspect it on the outside? Doesn't he know that they should be the chutz? So Rabbi Namlo did a bayi the boy. He only wanted to test a bayi, but actually he didn't have in mind to test it with a chutz, but to test it with him as he did. So that was his original intention, to test it with him. Now, so in this Gemara, in the Gemara that confess, the Shemim discuss the union of Veshet Eilei Piko Elom Bachutz, that the Shemim discuss. So, Veshet Eilei Piko Elom Bachutz, so that actually they are fishes. The Shita of Rashi is that when the Gemara says, Veshet in the Dike, Elo, Yibishmi, Veloni Bachus, so the Gemara limits itself to a bdike machmas impossibility, not to a bdike machmas impossibility of those. Where the subject is, because maybe it was nidras anymore, so then we can debate it in Bachutzvot. We can debate it in Bachutzvot. Now look at Rashi, that when you on the base, Hayi Sophi goes, he made for me the Kakonet Trimo, Kilabunotelche, we shall have a Kakonet Yershir, Varakin Vinikabesh, we made for who none of you but a Kakonet. The Bishon is Abu Neke, he can name out the only Mokin Nekev Shaka. אבל גבי תרוסו, כי אם נקיים מיידים, אפילו שוחד בי, יהיה איש, הקה במשהו. So Rashi Shittin is that when the Gemara says that they should be in Bachutz or Bethnim, why is Bachutz not? Because it's naturally there. So that's only in regard to Inekir. So if we want to detect, to determine as to whether there is Inekir in the Beishe, so we cannot look at the Beishe and the outer member, because the outer member is red anyway. So the male, there might be a naked, and since it's red anyway, so you will not, and then there is a blood that might fill up, and might be clotted, might dry up, and fill up the naked, and might clog up the naked, and no one will see the difference, because everything is red. The drop of blood that fills up the naked is red, and the surface of the outer membrane is red, so you will not be able to determine. That's only if the bleaching is on account of a possible lecture. So then it's impossible. That's only if the bleaching is and because of the possible lecture. So then it's impossible to detect. There might be a lecture, and you will not notice it because the lecture. Because that naked might be filled up by blood, and the blood dried up, and it's red, and the skin itself is red, so you will not be able to notice it. But if the decay is because of the possibility of doing so, let's say the cat was chasing enough, and then so then it will produce a very vivid red mark on the cement, and you will be able to notice it, even though the mark is red anyway. But there is a difference between the red mark produced by the venom injected by a beast or by a bird, or the red of blood. You can always recognize it. So that's the sheet of Russia. Rashi Shittin is that Veishetin Dikin Bachutz applies only to a Bdike on the score of Nekir. But if the Bdike is on the score of Druso, so then there is Dikin Bachutz, because we'll always be able to tell. Vimbeimu Yinami is the Dekante. Dibishen Gabi Nekir Fikla Nima Adum and Mokin Nekir Shoha. Avo Gabi Druso, Kim Dibikemi Madin, Apu Shoha Ben, Yeish Bihekamashu. Yes, babe, a commercial to be never be able to tell because it might be that the naked was in the same place where he was shaking, and there in the same place where he shaking the naked was, so there's a lot of blood, and that blood dried up, and remember, so to look the same. Machine came is that if the decay is and the fall of Tulsa, so then we'll be able to tell me about it. That's right. Then there is the shite of the reward which is just reverse. That when we say that station in which the Kimbaku tells the thing, if the decay is underscore or the next. So then, I'm sorry, if the decay is underscore the Dusa. So then we could tell. Machine in the decay is underscore the next, then we could tell. Just the reverse of us. The reverse is just the reverse of us. And then the Ram, and our Gemara, the Ram and Reed, mentions the Yeshayim who say that Benchet in the Dikin Bachutz applies to both Dikins, to Ibdike underscore Tuso and to Ibdike underscore of now we can understand the two, what the two is. Now let's start again, at the beginning. Now, the second line from the end of the Omer, that man Gimus, Omer, Al, the Chibush Eachitz no Adem Vatnim Lovim, Eli Dikin Bachutz, Eitzol Brusso, Shetzol Pike, Eitzol Kamon, the Chibush Eodei, Eidem Oeres Nikabei, Elom Bifnim, that's not Rashi Shittu, that's the Shittu of Adem Hashem, that Eidem the Rivo Shittu also, and Adem Hashem, Eidem Oeres Nikabei, Elom Bifnim, the Chetot Yaseh, Yimeifu, ויקח כל הדחות ושייכתה, ורק אם את מחדשת בית הזמין, באו איתו כוסף שגם אם בית מוהי, שייכתה הוא בית קבים פנים, אם יש בו כרדם פוסו, ובלב שירו, וחשינו שמו מוקים דם שוחד. If the topic is, as to whether there is an ekip or not, so then can be baby kid in the behemo. Even though in the behemo he must share both simonim, he must share, so both simoni, the answer is he can share both simoni, and then after the shechita, so he'll look at the benches, he'll look outside at the outer membrane, and he'll see whether there is any nekev or not. Two tread anyway, but if there is a nekev, so then the red of the nekev, 10 minutes from the nekev, is a little different than the natural red of the outer membrane. He'll be able to tell whether it is red because of the neshek or it is red because of the natural redness of the surface of the outer membrane. This is the shite of the Baal Hoit. So in other words, so when does the Gemara say that Benchet Hoitikam Bachut, that's only if the PK is on the score of Drusu. So then you couldn't tell. Then you couldn't tell. That's just the reverse of the Shita of Rashi. That is the Shita of Rashi. That is the Shita of Rashi. Shegam in Behemo Yishech to Beit Kobifnim. In Yesh Bokura Dam Posel, Vim Lat Shei Ovo Yechashino Shemo Mokim Dam Shochat. Din Inkram Yud. So that's the Shita of Rashi. In other words, that if the Bdike is on the score of Neke, so then we can tell by looking outside on the outer membrane. So if there is an Eke, then we'll be able to see the redness that emanates from the Eke, as it is distinguished from the natural redness that emanates from the natural color of the outer membrane. That's Rashi. Atka, Vidobo Koshu, Rehatya Bibhim. Now look, you see, look in the Yosef. He says, Umashe Kosat Rabbeinu Bishayim Bawaito, Shegam in Behemo Yishayach to Obeit Kobifni, Vitachu Das Rashi. That's the Rashi that from Gimu of Obeit. Shekosat Bibishkere to Efrefet Galahus of Intruse, that's all we come to the Rabbe, that the Behemo is the country of Intruse. Yibishoni Gabineket, it will name Adium of Mokineket for Shohi. Abu Gabitrus. Kind of became a mighty, a few, shochate, yeish be ekeh, yeish be hekamash. Now one second. I became confused here, you see. I was right at the beginning, you see. V'chidm sheir achitzin odin v'apnim elobo, ewe diken v'achutzi kontrusa, shetzorot dike, kedi yisar ikama. V'chidm sheir odin, ein eidem o eres nikabe, Elam Bifnim. So he's talking now the door of Eidike and the score of Al Jerusalem. So, Ein Eidem Eres Nika Be'Elam Bifnim. V'chizat Yase, Yimeifu, Be'nika Kone Bechut V'Shechtei, V'Rakim Be'Hapich, Ha'Vinshe, U'Be'kin Bifnim. I became for a moment confused, you see. So, he is talking, he's discussing the case of Eidike and the score of Jerusalem. So he says that the Eidike is not effective. Then he says, "Balito kosav shegam in the heimoi sheichto ubeitko b'fnim in yishbokeira dam miposu v'imlav sheiro v'lechashino shemo b'mokin dam shochad v'minker minse atkan." So in other words, so that's the shita of the Balito. That's the shita of the Balito that on the score of druso, so ibdike bechutz is effective. And when is not effective, if the bdike is on the score of neck. So that's like Shittes Rashi. So that's what the Bais Yosef says. That's what the Bais Yosef says. Uma shekosem rabbinim shim balito shegam im lehim o yishich to yibet ko bifnim vikachu das Rashi shekosa virish perik yifreifet gabahu sofi gitruse tasso yikamu yirabe das lehim o yistakam tel yisofi gitruse vibishwa yigabi nekev yikale neima yilme bilmoke nekev koshon. Aber gabi druso, so mele vis-a-vis neke, so ibdiket bachutz is not effective, cannot detect. But aber gabi druso, ki di became a mighty, afu yishochat bei, yeish bei, hekya mach. So that's the shite of the Balitor, and that's the shite of Rashi, that if the decay is on the score of druso, so then, ibdiket, a bdike is effective, but if the bdike is to determine as to whether there is nekev or not, then a bdike is not effective. Then a bdike is not effective. Atkan vidoma koshe hu lehatya vidheimo shehu mislacho yavidam ashrite veinkura shol esa nikabe. So inkura shol esa eres nikabe. So he is chilek on the sheet of the Balito, which is also the sheet of Rashi. In other words, the Torah says that dike mibachutz cannot detect, the dike mibachutz cannot detect whether there was drusa or not drusa. Not like the Balito and Asher who say that dike mibachutz can detect whether there was a drusa or not drusa. Then he says, upirish rashe do adi namel yineke eim dike mibachutz. Now, this loshni of the two is a little difficult because he says, "Upirish Rashi, do hadin namel yineke, namel yineke." So, what does namel imply? In other words, that just as we say vis-a-vis druso, that in b'diken bachutz cannot detect an arutz a druso because it's red anyway, so you couldn't detect the redness that originates in the growing, in the Russo. So the same thing is true of the neck. Just as Dikemi Bachutz cannot detect a Russo, so it cannot detect the neck either. So that would be almighty for Rashi Shittet being like the Shittet that the Ram mentions, that in Dikemi Bachutz applies to both, to Dike underscore of our Russo, and the Dike underscore of Neke. But Rashi Shite, as the Bais Yosef says, and Rashi says explicitly, so Rashi says that when Gimu on the days, Vim Behemoi, Nami is what Akante, Dibishwe Nigabi Neke, Fikere Neima Adiyom Adi Moki Nekev Shach, Ado Gabi Druso, Kim Dibike Neimadi, Afu Yishochad Vey, Yei Sheka Bimashu. So Rashi says, that vis-a-vis Druso, Yeish Beheke Abimash, Vibachutz. Only vis-a-vis Neke, so in Vichel Bachutz. So how, that's Hashita, that's the Shita of the Balito. Shedam in the Hemo in Sheikh to Udeit Kobifni, in Yeish Bokuredam Posso. So, would be in Lab Sheo. So it can detect whether there was an Eres Druso or not. It can detect. And in other words, and it's only v'lechashino shemoy mokim dam shochad v'minker milse whether it's a druso or not. and when don't we, can't we detect? Only in regard to a naked we cannot detect, but in regard to a torso we can detect. So how can he say that's Rashi Shite? So then how can he say Upirish Rashi do hadin namel naked? Not namel. Upirish Rashi do hadin naked. The who have been in the but not Nami. So in the Nami, the Nami is Lav Dafke, according to Rashi. Why does the Torah say the Adi Nami? Because the Torah himself does not agree with Rashi Shite that vis-a-vis Russo. So Dikin Bahut is effective. Because the Torah just said, Vidobakoshe will have here. Bibheimo, shu mislachwe vida mashchite, v'nikure chole ha'ir asnitabem. So, in other words, the Torah rejects one point of Rashi, and it accepts the other point of Rashi. According to Rashi, the Torah shite is like the Shem and the Rav. That Eindik and Bachut, they in regard to a neker, they in regard to a drus, they in regard to a drus. So, but the shite, so now there are three shites actually. The shite of the Rashi and the Balanito is that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Neket, but Yesh Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz of Drus. Then the shite of the Ribo is just the reverse, that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz, but Yesh Diken Bachutz in regard to Neket. The shite of the two, and that's the Yeshema in the Ram, that he can bahut in regard to Neket and in regard to Eretz. So first, the two mentioned the Shita of the Balayitu, which is also the Shita of Rashi, but the two didn't mention it in the name of Rashi. So the Shita of the Balayitu, that in regard to an Eretz, Yesh Diken Bahut. So he was chilek. Vidavakoshe ulaat abedeino. Shu mislach abedamashrito. Veyikure cholei eretz mitabed. So then he says, upirish Rashi. So he shite is not like Rashi. The Torah shite is that ein diken bachutz in regard to eretz. And then he mentions Rashi shite that ein diken bachutz in regard to neket. So, according to Rashi, only in regard to Neket is Ein Diken Bachutz. But in regard to Eretz, yes. But since the Torah just finished rejecting the Shita of the Balito, which is also the Shita of Rashi, and he said that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz, so anyway, he mentions Rashi Shita, that Rashi says that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Neket. And he says, Nami, because he Shita is that in regard to Eretz, it's also Ein Diken Bachutz. So that's why he says Name. But according to Rashi, it's not Name. According to Rashi, the Aloche applies only to Neket, that Ein Diken Bachutz. In regard to Eretz, not. But since the Torah just rejected Rashi Shita, and he said that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz, so he mentions Rashi Shita is that Ein Diken Bachutz also in regard to Neket. But according to Rashi, only in regard to Neket is Ein Diken Bachutz. In regard to Eretz, Yesh Diken Bachutz. Upirish Rashi, do adin amel in Neket, Ein Diken Bachutz. Ve adin yobi orozal kosav, she Neket nika bein Bachutz. Neket nika bein Bachutz. In regard to Neket. Afo pishu wadi, ve yesh mechalki, ki she ha Neket imokim yodua, yochel ibeitke, avo tishein imokim yodua, ein yochel ibeitke. So in other words, we have three shittes. One shitte is the shitte of the Balayitu. The shitte of Balayitu, which is also the shitte of Rashi, that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Neket, but Yesh Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz. Then there is the shitte of the Ribo, which is just the reverse, that Ein Diken Bachutz in regard to Eretz, but Yesh Diken Bachutz in regard to Neket. And then there is the shite of the Ram, the Yeshenim in the Ram. The Ram mentions all the shite. And the Yeshenim in the Ram, the Ein Diken Bachutz, then in regard to Eretz, and then in regard to Neket. So, then he says, so Rashi shite is the Ohadim, really a Neket. Ein Diken Bachutz. The name that he says because of his own shite, not because of Rashi. So, we make it in the Gimbachut. The Adinio of the Rosa also says, she make it pick up in Bachut, so for sure. The H. the Halkin, the Shanekel, what can you do? I look with eight cake. I would say, what can you do? I look with eight cake. The Hibu Shin Yoch with eight cake. Imu behave more in with a cone. She has some shake to lay for a cake. Who with eight cake, the Shemeshok had looking make it. He made for shake it a cone, the after having shed in the candle. Whenever, if we say, Yesh became Bachut, then we have no father. Then we have no father. So then, all he has to do is to shaft, even the demo. He shafts both the money, and then he looks at the money on the outside, and then on the inside, and he sees whether there is a necker, or there is no necker. But if we say that Yesh Nikemachut, that is true if we say Yesh Nikemachut in regard to necker. Let's say, according to the Rosh, she necker Nikemachut, Abel Pishor. So then, if there is a suffix, whether the Beishet was pierced or not, all we have to do is to shaft both the money and then look at the Beishet outside, whether it's like it. If he doesn't see anything, like it, so then he looks at it with his knee, he takes off the outer membrane, and then he exposes the inner membrane, and he looks at the inner membrane. And if he doesn't see any naked there, so then he's determined that there is no naked. There is no naked. Alright, that is if we say Yesh Nikem Bachut from Dabi Naked, according to the Rosh. But how about Rashi Shite? That Eim Nikem Bachut in regard to Naked, so if Yesh Bishach, there is a suffix, even not whether the Beishet was knit up on half. Let's say the neck of the goose, of the chicken, is, let's say, bleeding. And we know that the chicken has been going through the bushes, so there is a possibility of a neck. So there is an answer, because enough you don't have to shaft for the money, so you just shaft the coin, and the ratio you don't touch. And then after you shaft the coin, so he exposes the simony, and he takes a look at the simony outside, and if he doesn't see any naked, so it's fine, so it's a riot that is shared. But if we say if we say Yesh Nikem Bachut, but suppose it's Yesh Nikem Bachut in the main shape is having a naked, so then there is still an eight in the north. He just shares the coin, and the Beishet, he doesn't share, and he exposes the Beishet after he cut the kale, and he looks at the outer membrane, and he sees whether there is a necker or there is no necker. And even if he sees the necker, but then, after that, he removes the outer membrane, and he exposes the inner membrane, and even though there is a necker in the outer membrane, but there is no necker in the inner membrane, it's still shared. So that ain't say you have in without a mouth, because you don't have to share both money. But in without the demo, let's say if there is a suffix in the demo, maybe then the patient was pierced or not. So there is no answer. There is no answer because you can't share just one thing and not the other. So and to share both money, so there is no way of telling. There is no way of telling because suppose you look at the outer membrane of the patient in the basement, you won't see anything. That's no higher than maybe there is a necker. But why don't you see it? Maybe the necker, maybe you cut, maybe the sheikh, maybe the cut, not in the spot where the necker was. So he couldn't see that necker. He sees the necker, the cut. But the necker existed there before. The necker existed there before. So the melee, and then if he turns over and removes the outer membrane and he inspects the inner membrane, he doesn't see any necker. He doesn't see any necker in that behemoth, so the melee, he cannot just examine the inner membrane of the behemoth because maybe there was a necker in the outer membrane, and he cannot notice it because that necker occurred in the same spot where he was. This is what he said. So we may push it upon the upper habitation. We may have a fabulous one, 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 a fabul פירש רשי שחייש לא יספיק לו מיד כל הצו אבל חייש שלא יספיק לי קובע לידי תמוקי המלוך לב וריבו פירי שיצורת בגי כלל שיצורת בגי כלל אם אנחנו רואים זה ריבו שיטייס דפיס איף יסבור לפנינו ויצבור המלוך לב לדם so we don't have to be chayshish for anything it's not a reyese that creates a suffix that establishes a suffix maybe it was Nikuv it doesn't establish a suffix maybe it was Dusa because the fact that it's written does not necessarily mean that a simonim appears maybe it's written because the outside skin was cut so voluntarily you don't have to cut a simonim in order to produce written in the neck if you just take an alif and you just cut the outside skin that covers the simonim so there will be a profusion of blood coming out so that's the sheet of the river so that way so we have a machleket between the river and Rashi why does Rashi say that if the neck of an ox is green then it establishes a suffix maybe the simonim appears because of this gemara because of the gemara that kopches how who barab ze dav di rovi also can mask me skuye dome so Rovi said we have to be baby so that's a raya that if we see that the neck is bleeding so it establishes the suffix maybe the simonim walk here but even though the bleeding could be resolved from the near coming of the eratabo sure but one second the bleeding could resolve from the piercing of the simonim so the name is established by the Rebbe says now this case of how barab the dam the hobe also can mask the square domain so there it was a case that we saw that the cat was chasing after a goose was chasing after a goose after a duck and then we didn't see what happened whether the cat caught the goose the dog caught did not catch the goose or the dog but after that we found the dog or the goose that it was lean its neck was lean so since we saw at the very outset that the cat was chasing the goose or the dog so then it establishes the suffix but just like that if we see that the neck is lean doesn't establish any suffix so that's the machleket between Rashi and the Rimor so he says the Rashi pirish eif habo lefanim tabo 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 in Chayshi Shirin Shem Ohim we saw the Atup Shoti Stup Shoti the Rei yes the Atup Shoti the Atup Shoti in the Hib now that's the Gemara oh that when Gimo was there the seventh line from the top. Omar Ulan, Yoshaf Rekeiz Bivenshev, Ein Chay Shishim Shem Oyim. Now let's see the Rashi. Yoshaf Rekeiz, Tei Shochel Keiz, Vinit Chav Vesech HaVeshev, and then the thorn was impacted in the Veshev, Vein Yira Mikubos in Lachut, Vikur Adam, Ein Bom Bivit. In other words, if we say, this is the Veshev. If this is the Veshev. And suppose we say that this is the case. This is the case. So it was impacted that way. It was sticking, but it didn't protrude outside the case. So Ura says, "Ein chayshish shemoyim, ein chayshish." So that took shot. Ein chayshish mamshati, ein chayshish shemonekipoyo biyiv. We have a krum shalom achvas makke bebeishe ve'in a krum v'ani shabaiti v'hivri yuloshe nike one shot is a chayshishim shema yivri. In other words, we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe there was scalp issue that grew over it, and that's why we cannot see any action. We just see a case that is sticking in the membrane and not coming outside, not protruding outside. So we don't have, so it's shale. We don't have to be chayshish. Maybe there was scalp issue. And the other pshat is Hebrew Rosh Nike. When you borrow insult, be halve insult. Actually, borrow really means to destroy. Right? Borrow means to destroy. And that's a posit to Yoshua. When the main Nasha complained to Yoshua that they didn't get enough territory in the Kikas Oret, so Yoshua told the main Nasha, Lechli Ayaro. To radiate each other, chop down trees. So otherwise they didn't have enough space to build houses to live. Why? Because it was full with trees. So they had no empty space. So Yeshua told them, Rechli Ayaro, radiate each other. You have many forests in your area. So if you chop down the trees from the forest, so you have ample space to live in. So, Broi means to destroy, to chop down. And the Nezra says, Reishit Bor Elokim, Hashemayim Vesoret. So, created. So, what does Bor mean? Why does Bor mean created? Because Bor really means destroyed. So it is used in connection with the creation of the world. Why? Because creation involves a lot of destruction. You see, I mean, when one atom was split in a small atomic bomb, so it caused so much destruction and so much havoc. So like Hashem v'chamo, when the whole world had to be created, so it involved a lot of destruction. So like the Bor Kobeini Romis Umachivo. So in other words, Bore means to create, and Bore means to destroy. So, Banu Shomati, the Hebrew Rosh Yika, Kmo Yubore Yisom V'chaveisom. He wounded them with the sword. Whatever the pshat is. So Ula says, Yoshav will change the ratio in Cheshish in Shemoyim. Ula Maishna Misofi Uso, that we are Cheshish. Shmuel says that we are Cheshish and we pass through like Shmuel. Kosova Ula in Cheshish in Misofi Uso. So again, we have here a Machlekes Hashem. Most Hashem say that we don't pass like Ula. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha against Ula. How can we say Yoshav placates the Reisha? If, let's say, a form is infected in the Reisha and it doesn't protrude outside, so then it's Mutter, we do not have to be Reisha. Maybe there was an Ekef, and why don't we see the Ekef? Because scar tissue grew on it. So we don't have to be Reisha. And we can take it for granted there was no Ekef. Since we don't see with our eyes in Ekef, so in spite of the Reisha, that the case is infected, we don't have to conjure up this possibility that it was in a cave and then scar tissue grew over and covered up in it. We don't have to anticipate that. So, with the Gemara and the Kasha, so why is it that if we saw that the lion went to the stable and then we heard, and those who were standing outside heard the behemoth roaring and the lion was quiet, so Shmuel says, we are chayshish. Why? Because there is a reyeseh. Here too there is a reyeseh. The case is impacted in the skin, in the membrane. So the Gemara says, kosoba ule ein chayshim samtus. In other words, ule agrees with Rav. But we pass like Shmuel. So there, most Hashem say, we don't pass like him. However, the Rabbon and the Rosh, they say that we do pass like him. We do pass like him. Because there is a difference. Over there, so it all depends what kind of a reality. Over there, when we saw a lion enter the stable, and then we heard the behemoth screaming, blowing, and the lion was quiet. So it's a similar dog. It's a blind dog that something took place. It wasn't something went on there. We are not sure of what it's a big reality. Machine here. A thorn was infected, that's not the reason. The fact that the thorn, it might have swallowed when the behemoth grazes on pasture. so he might have swallowed a thorn, and that thorn became infected in the membrane, and he didn't manage to stick outside, to pierce the membrane through and through. So that's not a real reason. So why does the Gemara say, Kosova Rule and Cheshvan Sofit Rose? So the Rosh and the Ravon say, the Gemara didn't want to discuss it now. So the Gemara was not fair. But in the Haname, it's not that Ule agrees with Rav. Ule can agree with Shmuel too, but he holds that the two cases are not analogous to each other. So in other words, so there's a matter. Now let's see. Here. Oh, my word. Yoshua is the way she the Chesh is Hashem O'Yivri. The Reva Tisk in Poskul, the Oy Kavose, and the Chesh is Hashem O'Yivri. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kosova Rule, ain't Chesh is Hashem O'Yivri. But we pass like Shmuel, the Chesh is Hashem O'Yivri. ופירש רשי היבי מיקף ראשינו בואו עשם בכלל וסיים ויצור דיקה למנדום הרבה שתש לי דיקה איתו נקי So in other words, those רשיינים say that it's possible to make it דיקה בחוץ so in my way we should make it דיקה according to those רשיינים say it's impossible to make it דיקה בחוץ so it's impossible so then it's just too bad so it's אסור באכילה there is no way of finding out whether it's מתארת באכילה or not ויש לפרושים היברים ראשים בו שמוניקה ונשרפי בכל זה עשו פשוטים מרשי אין חיישישים שמוניקים ואון פשעתי זה אין חיישישים זה צקרתי שהוא גרוע עובר ואון פשעתי זה אין חיישישים היברים ולנת חיישיש זה תנקף הכל ויש לפרושים היברים ראשים בו שמוניקה ונשרפי והבו יקרום שאולו מחמס מקה ווישה ואין יקרום וחיים קוסו הרמבה הרי זו סופק נבירה ושמוניקה בבישה We all come with much money. They need it. So in other words, he prefers the pshat that Hebrew means Milosh Neket, not Shemon Yisrapi because of Skatish. There is nothing in it, whether it's this pshat or that pshat. The Daf Keshen in Tzake, it's Tochu Vilesh. So he mentioned here the Machlekes Hashem. Most Hashem say that we don't pass for like this. So Mele, it means okay, it's Tochu Vereshe, imperfect in the Vereshe, so we are Cheshe, so then it depends upon the other Machlekes Hashem, whether the Dikeh Vachutz is effective in the Vereshe, in the Gartel Nekev or not, so it depends upon the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe, whatever. But most Hashem say that we are Cheshe. If we are Cheshe, so we cannot be Nidah Bachile unless we make an effective dikeh. Whether the reason effective dikeh or not, that's totally another machlekes. The machlekes between the Rabbon and Rashi. And then, but the Rabbon and the Rosh, they say that we do pass like it. And this is not analogous to Sofik Bruce. Sofik Bruce say we are Cheshe, Shia, we are not Cheshe. So then it's Mutaret Bachile, and we don't even have to make a dikeh. So he says, Vidatke. And those Rishayim who say that we don't pass like Ule, so it's okay, it's Tochu Vereshe. So then, we are Rishayim, so it's only Rishayim Tzakei, Tochu Vereshe. Oh, but only if it's Tochu Vereshe, in other words, if it sticks in the membrane, but doesn't put it outside, doesn't pierce it. But suppose it is found like this, lying in the Vereshe like this, not impacted in the Vereshe, then it's certainly all right. Because then it's no way it's all together. I will need some darkish means I can't talk to the agent. I will need to walk a little bit. They need to talk with Sheon. Because of Arashbo, Bamedu Amamurim, Sheyesh Kere Dam Vivation. Or you saw the vacay. I will need to walk Kere Dam, be a dua shulach ashrite, Sheon. Now, the Arashbo says, they say, Umixas Amerim, Osko, Benkach, Benkach, Do a set alchemy. Now, what is the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Mishnah Samuel? Now, that has to do with the Gemara Dafnun that we learned in connection with this occasion. Not long ago, we learned that Gemara. Dafnun Tes. Dafnun Omid Beis. The third line from the end of the Omid. Tell the Rabbi, Machat Shemitzo Gruve Nisakesis. If a Machat was found impacted in the thickness of the basin of the reticulum. That's the second stomach in the brain. Mitzadechot sheyo. Mishnei sodim trei. Because the Beis HaKeses has two families, has two members, the Beis HaKeses. So if it is, if it was Mitzadechot only in one basin, so it's sheyo. If it is impacted in both families, in both membranes, then it's trei. Mitzo lekura dam, v'yedua asher lifnei shvi'it. Lo mitzo lekura dam, v'yedua asher achar shvi'it. So then, when we learn that Gemara, I said that all the Shemim raised the question that there is a tafel sastra in this Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara says that if it's rains or a koredam, the yedua asher achar shvi'it. Because if no koredam is found, so it's a raya that it happened after shvi'it. Because had it happened before shvi'it, there would be a koredam. So that means even if it's impacted in both bodies, even if it's a mishnei body, but it rains or a koredam, so it's the yedua asher achar shvi'it, so it should be shvi'it. So that means, and then, if it is Nitzo Olel Koredam, so then we see from the Gemara further, because the Gemara says, Omer Rasaf Rabaye, for the Mahai Tzum in Rabon, the Osim Mahavod, the Omar, Rabbah Virasham, Roma Maitzu, both the Rebbe Machach Nitzim, the Zakins, and Zalecho, the Tov, שולח ואירוס לגבי, אוס מהו לגבי, הריקוי העיקרי, או ממיכוס מה, ונעיס ונוחס, סולקו לגבי, אומר אם ריקו בדוקי חווה, אומר אם אף תכניסיס, אני אומר אירו, מרבה רבה, לסחבין הקודש, והווה רבו לצפרוי, ורבי ניסים הדוי, נשכם לפעמים, ובוסוס מרבה מחת, שמיצו לבין ולזקיסס, יצדכו, ואירוס פה רבה, ומוצו לקור אדם, ותופו, ואומרים, אני שומע כקור אדם מנהל. So that means there is Misadechot, and still he found the Koredam. So we see that when we do find the Koredam, even if it's Misadechot, so it's Reifo. And if we don't find the Koredam, so it's Yidua Shalach HaShkido, so even if it's Shnei Tzodim Mishero, so it's Tav Lissasre. How can the prices say, on one hand Misadechot Shero, and Shnei Tzodim Reifo, and on the other hand, Nitzol of Koredam, Yedua Shri Shrito, and it's Treifo, Yedua Shri Shrito, and Goy Nitzol Koredam, Yedua Shri Shrito, and Yishero, Yedua Shri Shrito. So then, in what situation is there a difference between Nitzol Mitzadechot or Nitzol Shrito? Moshe, if it was Nitzol Koredam, so then the Gemara of Rebbe tells us that even if it's Nitzol Mitzadechot, but if Nitzol Koredam, so it's Treifo. And if it's going to come down. So then the Gemara says, going to come down, you do Shlach HaShkito. So you need to be Shkito. So in what situation will there be a difference between Nitzom Yisadechot or Nitzom Shkito? So we discussed it when we learned the Gemara. So in the Yosef and the Darkimeshia, they both say in the Rambam, that they call the Rambam, so the Darkimeshia between Nitzom Yisadechot and Nitzom Shkito is only in the case of Stam. We are not the happy. If we are the happy, if we were the happy, we turned over the membrane on the other side, and then we saw it come down as Rebbe. So then it's safe for even though it was Nitzom Zalechot. Rebbe did it that way. But Rebbe was not obligated, was not required to do it that way. So if Rebbe had wanted, he could have said, Shemo. It was shown to him that the Machat was infected only with Zalechot. And so Rebbe, and Mitzadechot, he didn't see any Koredam, so Rebbe couldn't pass the Shem. But Rebbe was not lazy. Rebbe felt, why should I pass to Shem or to Shem? But I can do a little bit of work, so then there will not be any doubt whatsoever. So he turned it over, and sure enough, it happened to every Koredam. But Minastam, if you find it infected only with Zadechot, not with Shnei Tzodim, so then you pass this Shemo, you don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe there is a Koredam. If, in a stop, it's with Shnei Tzodim, to be shnei zodim, and we cannot see whether there is a kore adam or there is no kore adam, so it's also present. Suppose that deadly sakesis was really standard the process. So Mele were not able to see whether there is a kore adam or not. Let's say the woman, before she brought the sakesis, with the maha impacted in the sakesis, she decided she'll rinse it under water, under the faucet. So Mele, you cannot tell whether there is a kore adam or there is no kore adam. So then it depends. If it's nitzum tzadechot, so you have to pass next shayot. If it's nitzum shnei tzadim, and we can determine whether there is a kore adam or not, so there we pass in Yisrael. But if we do determine whether there is kore adam or not, then it doesn't make any difference whether it's tzadechot or shnei tzadim. This is what the Yosef and the Dakinisha say in Shulchan. However, the Mordechai, in the name of the Rav Yo, he says something about that. He says there is a difference between Nitzom Tzadechot and Nitzom Shnei Zodim. In the case of two, the Braise itself says that Nitzom Kol Adam B'Yadua Asher Lifnei Shchita. So Lifnei Shchita. So that means even if Nitzom Tzadechot, because that's the story of Rebbe. Rebbe, it was Nitzom Tzadechot, and he turned it over, and he found the Kol Adam, the Chutz, from the Melech, from the Melech. So that's only the case where the Dam was, let's say, if this is sticking like this. So this is where it's sticking. And then if you find the Chutz, a Tipas Dam, Mamish here, so then, even though it's only infected with Tzadechot, not with Shnei Zodim, it will be infected. But suppose you do find a Kor Adam, but not here, you'll find it here, adjacent to it. So then, if it is Tochot with Tzadechot, it's not Tzadechot. But if it's Tochot with Shnei Zodim, then it will be Tzadechot, even though the Kor Adam is not Mamesh, connected the place where the Mahat is stopped. So that's the difference. In other words, even there is no Kor Adam altogether, neither here nor here nor here, in no place, then it's a higher that Lachashit. Because if it happened, Kodim Shchita, a droplet of blood should have fallen to the edge of the Mahat. How is it we can't find the droplet of blood? Neither here, neither here, neither here, nor here, nor here. So that's a raya that lachashkit is there. So then it's mutea, even if it's mishnei tzor. But if we do find a drop of blood, bimachutz, mamesh opposite the place where it's offered, mamesh here, then it's a raya bruhe. That it can't be kedem shchite, and even if it's tochot only mitzadechot, only one day from the Mishnah, it's already present.